Surrender. That's what I'm talking about on this podcast, surrender. It's a beautiful, delicious word, and it's how I try to live. Well, I say it's how I try to live, I don't try, it's how I live. And if things aren't going as they should do, it's because I've fallen out of that surrender. And for me, the surrender is about recognising that if I want something, if I want to do something, if I want to be something, I need to surrender to that. For instance, I did my play last year at the Edinburgh Festival, and the actor that was in it asked me to direct it. It had already been directed beautifully by Nick Bagnall, as a West End director. He did an amazing job on it, but it went with a new company, a new actor, and he said, would you direct it? And I said, yeah, I'd love to have a go at directing. But my direction was really simple. I didn't need to tell this lad how to walk around the stage and or how to act. My direction to him was to surrender. It was very interesting because the play Fragile was done in the round, which means the audience were all around him. And he said to me, well, no matter what, Jeff, he said, no matter what I do, of course, I can never lose sight of the fact that I'm in the round. I can never lose sight of the fact that I have an audience. I can never lose sight of the fact that this is an intimate play. And sometimes my feet are almost touching the feet of the audience. I'm right on top of it. I can't lose sight of that. And I said to my friend Nigel, who acted in it beautifully, I said, Nigel, if you surrender to the words, there'll be no round. There'll be no audience. There'll just be you in a room. And if you surrender it completely, there won't even be you. There'll just be everything. There'll just be absolution. You will just be one with everything. And I know that sounds a bit corny, but it's literally true. You disappear the room. You disappear your body. You disappear yourself. I said, when I wrote this piece, I had to surrender to it. This piece found me. I didn't find it, it found me. This piece wrote me. I didn't write this piece, it wrote me. It wrote through me. It just picked up all my flavours and my techniques, but it wrote me. I surrendered to it. And when it was coming out, I was thinking, fucking hell, can I say this? Can I do that? You know, will my agent sack me for writing this? Because it's so visceral and so exposing. Will anybody ever put it on? And all those questions come up, I pushed them out of the way and I surrendered to it. So when I was writing it, I wrote it in two stages. When I was writing it, there was no pen, there was no paper, there was no table, there was no room. The second half, I sat in a pub with a coffee, everything disappeared. When I sat up, the play was written. I said, I had to surrender to write this. You have to surrender to act it. If you don't surrender, if I don't surrender to the writing, you won't surrender to the acting. If you don't surrender to the acting, the audience won't surrender to you. They'll just be on the edge all the time. They'll be sitting back. They won't fully connect with it. If you do this properly, it will no longer be, a piece of theatre. It will be an experience that the audience are involved in. And we worked on him surrendering. I said, you'll know you've done it properly because you will disappear the room. The room will completely disappear. I do a course at the moment called the Pure Function course. And in that, one of the techniques we do is called disappearing the room. We teach people to put their attention so tightly onto one thing that the room disappears. And eventually they disappear. So there's no sense of yourself, no sense of anybody else. I do it when I'm mentoring people. Sometimes I'll sit in a cafe and it's empty and I'll be so engaged with the person that I'm working with because I've surrendered to them, because I'm there to serve them, that an hour disappears like that, and then I look up and the room's full of people. These people have just appeared, and that's because I disappeared the room. I did it by accident once when I was talking to a friend of mine who was really troubled and who was really in quite a dark place. And I was in a room, I was in a pub, we'd gone for a meal, and I was sat with maybe a dozen people, and he was really in pain, my friend Tony. And I leaned into him and I started to talk to him. I delivered the Bhagavad Gita. I delivered a spiritual discourse to align him back to love. And I just remember, all I remember is that I was talking to him And then I just remember somebody saying, "What are you talking about?" And somebody had interfered with it, you know, kind of intervened. They didn't interfere with us, that would be wrong. They intervened and broke the reverie, and I suddenly looked up and I was back in a full pub. But before that, there was no pub, you know. And we were so surrendered to the moment that there was just me and him exchanging pure energy. It was a pure exchange of energy. It was a seminal exchange of energy. I gave him my soul, he returned it. It was really beautiful. And it was only because somebody intervened that we broke the reverie and ended up back in the room again. That's because we surrender. And that's the ultimate exchange of energy, is to surrender each time you're with somebody. So if you're with your wife and you surrender to the moment with your wife and you're present with your wife, everything else will disappear. If you're with your child or you're with your friends or you're with an audience, they disappear. You know, everything else disappears because you have enough power with your attention to hold it on them and stay with them and be present. So you're not on your phone, you're not texting, you know, you're not skimming across the World Wide Web and multitasking. You're either with your child or you're not with them. You're either with your wife or you're not with your wife. You're either with your friend or you're fucking not with your friend. You're either engaged with somebody in an intercourse of energy or you are not. So it's learning to get that pure exchange, and we only get that by surrender, and surrender is the ultimate courage because we let go of control. And we're all a bit afraid of letting go of control because we've been taught to be afraid of the world. We've been taught to be afraid of our potential, our talents. We've been taught to be afraid of our soul, not to let go of the ego. So when I worked with Nigel on directing the play, that was my instruction. And I said, when you surrender to this, you know, you will have the audience. It will serve them. Because if you're scared, if you're worried about losing the lines or forgetting the lines, if you're worried about drying up, if you're worried about, what if there's not a big audience, what if there's only two or three people here, that's embarrassing. And if you're worried about the props breaking, or if you're worried about the lights not working, or if you're worried about the venue might be a bit grubby or a bit small, fucking, I'll go and do my piece, you know, in someone's garage if it's going to do it, if it's going to get across. Forget about all that. I said, all that's just ego. That all of those things stop you from surrendering. When me and Sharon did our book signing tour, we went all around Britain, 32 city tour, 64 shops. We really learnt the art of communication with people, exchanging pure energy. I said to Sharon, I don't care whether there's a one person turns up or 100 people turn up, I will serve them. And some places we went to, there was one or two people. Other places, there was 100 people. Whoever turns up, I'm going to serve them. Whoever's there, I'm going to write a book. Listen to this. I'm going to write a book. And if one person reads that book, it's done its job. If 10 million people read that book, that's great as well. And of course, we go out there thinking, I want 10 million to read this. But actually, our job is to create the work and then surrender to the outcome. We have an idea where we want it to go, but we have to let it go where it wants to go. So my direction was, it doesn't matter where we are, whether we're above a pub or whether we're in a little shack in Edinburgh or whether we're in the West End, whether there's a small audience or a big audience, whether the props work or the props don't work, you know, whether the space is small or big, it doesn't matter. We go there and our job is to serve the people who have come to watch this piece. We are going to help them clean their shit by showing them our play. We're going to help them process their own dark materials by showing them how we do it. If we don't surrender to this work, they won't surrender. If we don't surrender and they don't surrender, we've not served anybody. We might as well have not turned up. So Nigel took this on board. I remember watching him in Edinburgh, and everything went wrong. It was a small audience. The venue was in the Siberia of Edinburgh. It was in the very corner. The props kept breaking. There was only one prop. The tape recorder kept breaking. But he surrendered to the piece. And fucking hell, I've never seen a reaction like that we had with that audience. It was amazing. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. people coming up afterwards crying, emotional, you know, it really connected to something on a very deep spiritual level. One girl came up to me afterwards, there was a group of about five or six, and they were so enamoured, they wanted to talk to the actor, they wanted to talk to me. And they didn't even know what they wanted to say, they just wanted to communicate that something had touched them. And as they were about to go, because we had to get out of the venue, this young girl said to me, "Can I have a quick word with you?" And I said, "Yeah, of course you can." She was, I don't know how old she was, but she was a black girl, she was beautiful, she was slight, she was elegant, but she just listened and listened. And then when I went, she said, "Can I have a word?" And I said, "Yeah, of course you can." And we went out, just out the way, because she wanted a private word. And she just started crying. And she just said, "I didn't know you could do this. I'm a writer. I didn't know you was allowed to do this. I didn't know you was allowed to say these things. You know, I didn't know you was allowed to surrender like that." And she hugged me. And I don't know if I've ever been hugged as closely. It was so... it was like there was no separation between us. It was bliss. It was on a soul level. And that was because we all surrendered to the work. And her message was, go away. And if you're going to write something, write from the truth. Surrender to the truth. Surrender to the work. Otherwise, don't be there. And it doesn't matter whether you're writing a theatre piece or you're washing dishes. It doesn't matter whether you're with somebody very famous or you're with, you know, you're talking to a kid who's a down and out on the street, you surrender to that moment and they will feel God through you. Whatever the fuck that is, they will feel it through you. They will feel divinity through you. They'll feel love through you. They'll feel logos through you. It's just about surrendering. So you may or may not know, recently we did a film called The 20-Minute Film Pitch. I wrote it for an actor called Rory Nolan. He's a young actor, he's not massively experienced, but he's got a delicious, quirky energy. And I wrote this piece for him mostly as a showreel, but we made it into a film. And every time I watch this piece, God, I feel this, the rhythm and of the words and his delivery of them, it's just bliss. But I co-directed that with my friend Hollywood Steve. I knew what I wanted to see from this actor, and I'd surrendered to the words. They found me, the story found me. I wrote it down, and we acted. We shot it in one day, and my direction to this actor, because he did it eight times, he was brilliant, but there was something missing, just something missing. And my direction was, I talked to him, I put my hand on his chest, I connected with him, I disappeared the room, and I said, "This is great, what you're doing is great, but something's missing." And he goes, "I know, I can feel it." I said, "So we need to bring something extra through." And the film was about his mom dying from cancer. The film was about his problems with his dad and things that had happened in his life. And a lot of it was fictional as well. And I just said, "You need to surrender to this. You're trying to be emotional and you're trying to act. Don't act. Don't try and be emotional. Just surrender to the piece. Let it take you where it wants to go. Fuck us. Get rid of it. Out of your mind. Get rid of where it's going to go and what you're going to do. Surrender to this piece." I said, "What we need to do now is call your mum forward." His mum was dead, and me and Rory have both got a great belief in spirituality and God and spirit. So we invited his mum to come and work through Rory, and sat down, went for the next take, boom, fucking hell. I looked at Hollywood Steve and I just said, "This is the whole film. This one take is the whole film." It's such a... My friend Paddy Constein come to watch it, and he just said to me, "Jeff, at times I felt like I was watching a masterclass from Rory Nolan." He just loved this lad because he surrendered to it. And Paddy is a consummate actor, and he recognised someone that had surrendered to the work. So the direction wasn't difficult. It was surrender. But I can't tell him to surrender if I didn't surrender to it myself. I had to surrender to the direction as well. I knew when the shot was right, I knew when it was wrong. I knew the angle when it was right just by surrendering to it. Just by going in and just saying, you know, there's a divine sat-nav that's directing me in exactly the right order. a bit like light coming through water. If you notice when light travels through water, it takes the optimum route, but it doesn't take the direct route. So if you looked into a pond and saw a frog and put your hand in where you see the frog to grab it, it wouldn't be there. It would be probably over to the left, because the light travels through water indirectly. They call it the law of seven. Nothing takes a direct route, but it does take the optimum route. And light calculates the millions of possible routes through the water, and it takes the optimum route, but it's not direct. It is direct, but it's indirect, if you know what I mean. So we do exactly the same. We surrender to it, and we say, from where I am, I don't know what the optimum route is, but if you direct me, I'll follow it. I'll surrender to your direction. So this whole idea of surrender to the words, surrender to the acting, surrender to the situation, surrender to the emotions, surrender to the illness, surrender to the dilemma. If we surrender to it, we transcend it. The moment we resist it, we feed it. If we resist it, it creates a friction and it creates more energy. If we're able to surrender to it, then it completely disappears. So these are my experiences of just learning to surrender and let the divine economy guide me.